You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you see in the title, Stephen A. Smith and why the black community sucks. Stephen A. Smith actually said the truth. He spoke the truth about Jasmine Crockett. However, as we all know, when it comes to the American black community, the black boule and the crabs in the bucket mentality, the plantation mindset that has absolutely destroyed the black community. Yep. Snoop Dogg, going back to him, when he spoke out about that scene in the Buzz Lightyear movie with the two mothers and the child, what happened to him? The rainbow community kicked his nuts. They silenced him. They emasculated him. Stephen A., what happened to him? That's right, the black boule. More than likely what they did is, now this is what I find hysterical. The same group of people that love to talk about how bad the white man is have no problems going to the white man to put another black man back in his place. Yeah. All these old plantation slave-minded people, what did they do? They ran to Massa. He's trying to escape, Massa. He's trying to escape. He's talking bad about black women. Get him. More than likely, they threatened his money. They threatened to take away his show. This right here is another prime example of why the American black community will always suck. It stands for nothing. Therefore, it falls for everything. It truly does. However, trying to educate the vast majority of black people, it's pointless. Nope. They are so comfortable in their mental slavery that even trying to escape the Democratic plantation is akin to pretty much brain surgery for them. They can't function. They can't. His apology was so damn disappointing. It truly was. It was absolutely disappointing the way he had to sit up there and glaze black women. Absolutely ridiculous. I watched Anton's video on it, and I watched Messy Michonne's video on it. Yeah, the comments are excoriating him, which they should, because this was one time that a black man of a lot of substance who had a platform, who used his platform to tell the truth, was ultimately shouted down. Once again, for the entire world to see the absolute weakness of the American black man. Yeah. Yeah. It is absolutely despicable. The utter worship that black women want from black men. and the fact that black women have no problems turning right around and going to the white man that they said that they hate so much to get him to put a black man back into his place. Boy, 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 this is why I'm so glad that I've walked away from the American black community. I knew when I was a kid that I'd never be accepted. So you know what? I said, okay, cool. I'm throwing my ninja smoke bomb and I'm walking away. It is absolutely disgusting to see these old grown ass men refuse to actually stand on business. Yeah. Another reason why the black community has never been able to actually progress and build its own stuff. That way they don't have to bend to the woke mob. They don't have to bend to the rainbow community. They don't have to bend the damn knee. But you know what? Hey, fuck it. It is what it is. People like him, we know he's always been a flip-flopper. However, I think this time, yeah, a lot of people are going to just walk away from him. This is going to hurt him way more than if he would have just stood his ground and grabbed his fucking nuts and nutted the fuck up. Now, love him or hate him, Tommy Sotomayor has always went at black women's neck, at their behavior. Why? Because he said it himself. I'm not dependent on black women for my money. Therefore, I don't have to hold anything back against them. And it's true. Even to this day, he is still at their neck about their behavior. But as we all say, you know, or as we all see, I should say, the mental plantation that Black America wants to reside on, and notice I said they want to reside on it. That just goes to show you, man, some people must be left behind. They all can't go. Guys like that, you got to leave them behind. Because those, if you try to take people like that with you, they're the same ones that will sell you the fuck out. Now, that right there is the true example of what a sellout does. He told the truth. He could have stood on business. He could have stood on principle. He could have said, you know what? If this is going to cost me, then you know what? I'm willing to pay the cost. But nope, he folded like a cheap suit and a lawn chair. As much as I like to be pissed off, I can't. Because once again, I saw it coming. Guys who are in Hollywood, guys who are on TV, black men especially, they have to be buck broken. And Stephen A. just got buck broken. It's a shame to see it. He's not the first, but he won't be the last. Sad, truly sad. And once again, this is why the world does not take the American black man seriously. But hey, maybe one day after I'm long gone, the black community will finally find its nuts, put black women back in their place and say, you know what? We're going to take this. The black men, at least. But I highly doubt it with every agenda aimed at purposefully and intentionally, mentally emasculating them, and sometimes physically. But you know what? In the end, I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm going to move the way that I need to move, and that's that. Let me know what you guys think. RPM, I am out.